With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report for June says the 2025-26 U.S. corn outlook didn't change much from last month. The numbers did show lower beginning and ending stocks, while corn area and yield forecasts were unchanged. The USDA will release its survey-based acreage report on June 30th. The season average farm price received by producers sitting unchanged at $4.20 per bushel. U.S. soybean supply, use, and price projections were unchanged this month. The U.S. season average soybean price forecast at $10.25 a bushel. The U.S. wheat outlook this month, slightly larger supplies, unchanged domestic use, higher exports, and lower ending stocks. All wheat production projected at 1.92 million bushels. That's up 115,000 from last month. The all wheat yield forecast virtually unchanged at 51.6 bushels an acre. The projected season average farm price 10 cents higher at $5.40 on the reduced ending stocks. Another Chinese national has tried to smuggle biological materials into the U.S. A report says the materials were related to roundworms and intended for studying at a University of Michigan laboratory. This is the third Chinese national charged by the U.S. federal government in a week. Qing Zhuwan Han is charged with smuggling goods into the U.S. and making false statements. The alleged smuggling of biological materials by this Chinese national from a science and technology university in Wuhan, China, intended for use at a University of Michigan laboratory, is part of an alarming pattern that threatens our security. That coming from U.S. Attorney Jerome Gorgon Jr. The American taxpayer should not be underwriting a PRC-based smuggling operation at one of our crucial public institutions. During an interview with the FBI, Han admitted the packages contained those biological materials. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed an anti-pipeline bill, which the Iowa corn growers say will preserve Iowa's right to pursue carbon capture and sequestration technology. The governor's decision is a win for Iowa's corn farmers, ethanol industry, and economy, the ICGA said in a statement. Iowa is the world's leader in corn and ethanol production, and now there's an opportunity to increase demand for ultra-low carbon fuels, a market that Iowa deserves the ability to pursue. The corn growers also said participation in CCS projects will allow Iowa to capitalize on exciting new ethanol market opportunities, such as sustainable aviation fuels. Because of the decreased profit margins, Iowa's corn growers need expanded market growth and access to continue raising corn profitably, allowing them to continue to grow Iowa's agricultural industry and economy, the corn growers added. We appreciate the governor's decision to continue championing Iowa agriculture and creating new pathways for farmer success. National Pork Producers Council President Dwayne Statler applauded the inclusion of several NPPC animal health priorities in the Senate Ag Committee's reconciliation package. America's 60,000-plus pork producers thank Chairman Boozman for fighting to include vital animal health priorities in the reconciliation legislation, said Statler. The priorities included funding for the National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association also announced support for cattle health measures in that legislation. A successful farm or ranch starts with healthy cattle, and as cattle producers face the increasing risk of a foreign animal disease outbreak, the need for robust cattle health provisions is even more crucial, said NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs Tanner Bamer. The legislation advanced support for the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program and the National Animal Health Laboratory Network. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.